Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
All right, Mr. Dante, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, man. I went out with a girl, man. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
How are you?
What's up, man? I like him already.
Oh, man.
You didn't do anything wrong, Dante. She owes you a date.
Yeah, right. She owed me a date, man. You know what I'm saying? I got set up with her with a mutual friend, and we went out on a date, and everything was chill. You know, the conversation was great, man. Food was great. Everything kind of hit off, man. Everything was good. So I took a shot in the dark, and I asked if I could extend the date to my place, and she said, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. When I woke up, man, she was gone.
Oh, not this again.
That's the worst way for someone to leave a date, literally. Like, if they got up in the middle of it and said, this isn't working, and left, that would be less of a kick to the ego than in the middle of the night, them leaving you. So, yeah, okay, man. So I'm assuming that you guys, did you have sex?
No, I wanted to.
So, what you got? Did you guys just, like, fall asleep?
Yeah, man, I fell asleep, man. I mean, we made out a little bit, but it ain't never reached the sex part, man.
Oh. Okay, well, look on the bright side.
What happened?
It's not that your sex game is trash.
There's still hope?
Yeah. At least it's not that, because that's usually the thing. So you guys fell asleep, and she left in the middle of the night?
I don't know when she left, man. I was asleep. I woke up and she was gone.
Maybe she
had some... Interesting. Maybe had the bubble guts.
Yeah, there it is. Maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was her. Maybe she had the bubble guts. We're going to try and call her right now. Dante, stay quiet, okay, sir?
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rhonda?
Yeah. Who is this?
Okay, we got her. Okay, Rhonda, please. This is Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain to you why we're calling you? Because we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you for a good reason.
Okay, make it quick. I'm actually in a hurry.
Okay, very quickly. So the guy's name is Dante, and you went out with him already? He's confused as to why you left in the middle of the night, and he said he would love to go on another date with you that we'd pay for if you say yes.
So what, you're going to pay for another date?
Yes, if you say yes.
Okay, no. I'm done, right?
No. Okay.
Jesus.
You don't have to say yes. I'm not going to talk you into that, but can you explain to us at least what it is that... Because he's very confused. He just feels like he didn't do anything wrong and that you were left in the middle of the night. And according to him, you guys didn't have any sex, so it can't be that his sex sucks.
I went back to his place, but yeah. We didn't have any sex. You know, we made out, whatever. So I ended up falling asleep there.
Yeah.
So I'm getting up to go to the bathroom, and his laptop was, you know, open. And I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm nosy. So I look.
Wait, whoa.
I mean,
you
it was
were
open.
Looking at his laptop?
It was open. And then on his desktop, he.
Listen, in your defense. Everybody would have done that.
Well, wait, how far did we get?
Really?
Are you talking you just looked to see what the screensaver was? Or are you in files and stuff?
No. So he had a file on his desktop labeled Bee Sting Porn.
Labeled?
I've never heard of that.
What?
Like bee stings, like getting stung by a bee?
Yeah. Like for pornography?
I was curious because I didn't know what that was. I've never heard of it.
So bees and porn go together?
Apparently, with him. So I opened the file.
Oh, God.
And it was just a video of this man being strapped down and just a whole bunch of bees attacking
what?
His penis.
Hold
it was just
on.
Weird.
No way. No. I don't believe it. That's no not a thing. Believe There's it. No way.
No.
And I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it either. It
oh
was,
my God.
It was weird.
People been in quarantine too long.
Oh, my God. Okay, Rhonda, stop. Just stop. Dante's on the phone right now. He's listening to what you're saying. Oh, my God.
Dante, explain.
Are you like to, you like to have bees sting your
No, man. Hey. I ain't into that I'm just a beekeeper, man. I make money off of honey.
What is that? A euphemism?
Wait, hold on.
I am so mortified.
You need to explain. Okay, hold on. Let's all settle down.
Exactly.
Some of us are crossing our legs in pain right now. Dante, can you please explain why you have a video of you getting your penis stung by bees?
Yes, explain this.
But let me correct you. That is not my penis being stung.
Okay.
Okay, it was small, so that's a relief.
So so that brings it to the part of why do you like watching videos of other men's penises being stung by bees?
Yeah.
You put me on the spot, man. That's me.
Come on. Dude, at least lie.
You put me on the radio station. Put me on the spot first. All right,
regular stuff done to my penis. I just like the regular shit.
Okay, but why do you have a video of some guy's penis getting stung by bees?
All right, everybody be quiet. Explain. Explain.
Okay.
This is my homeboy. My homeboy does porn.
Okay.
And I let him use my spot, you know, to shoot his porn.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I got cameras on my so I can check to make sure they ain't doing no crazy in my house. They use my face.
And the bees?
Yeah, they use my bees. I got 3 or 4 hives. And they use the bees from what he tell me. This is what he tell me. He tell me when the bees stain the man's penis, they feel good.
Wait,
they
so you hold on. Oh, you keep bees?
Yeah, I sell honey, man. I have 4 or 5 beehives.
Okay. I don't know what's weirder about this phone call. The fact that there's bee porn or the fact that this dude is selling honey out of his house.
You let your friend film porn videos in your house?
Yeah, man. What he does, he sent me the video, you know what I'm saying, to make sure ain't no freaky shit going on.
Yeah. And does he pay you for this?
Yeah, I'm getting paid for this. Of course. I'm selling honey and making money.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense.
Selling honey and making money.
That makes absolute perfect sense.
Yeah, man. My homeboy, he showed me videos of people getting their balls stepped on. I'm like, oh my God. Man, he showed me one where the dude was getting his balls beat with a baseball bat.
You know what?
So, okay, we can solve this. Okay, so Rhonda.
Yeah.
Dante just explained to you exactly why you found a video of a man's penis getting stung by bees. So would you be down to give him, out of the goodness of your heart, another date that we pay for?
You know, it's hard because I can't get that image out of my mind. You know, and I really thought it was him.
No, I'm just going to say no to that because you're going to skip over the fact that your ass is nosy. He was all up in my computer. I don't need all that nosy.
Who's more at fault here?
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.